Good morning and welcome to episode 36 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 18th of February 2021. And today's episode is Sony A6100. So yesterday the package did arrive, and it actually arrived early in the day, even we had this amount of snow pouring down. So the Swedish Post seemed to work quite well at the moment when it comes to delivering packages. But they just changed, so they just deliver letters like every second day, so that may be the reason, but I prefer it this way actually. So in the package, as you may have guessed by now, I had a new camera. So I ordered the Sony A6100 camera because I needed a new camera for streaming. My Canon M50, it could work, and the picture is actually pretty nice and sharp, but it is really low resolution. I think it's like 720p or something like that. And I want to do better than that. So I'm going to use my M50 as a B camera when I do my keynote, but I need a higher quality camera for the A camera. So that's going to be my go-to camera at the moment. I actually don't know too much about the camera when it comes to photo properties because I didn't buy it to take photos. I bought this camera to do video recordings. And from that point of view, it's a good camera. And the really good things here is that it has a clean HDMI out. That means that the HDMI signal out is not garbled by different icons and symbols from the camera. You will still have those symbols and icons on the screen in the back, but they will not go out on the HDMI unless you turn it on. The other good thing is that you can turn off the power off on the camera, which means that it will be on indefinitely or until the battery runs out. And the M50 has the 30 minutes timeout limit, and that is not good if you're going to stream or do a keynote, or you need to use the webcam utility and then you have the low resolution. So that's bad. So here we can run at a 4K resolution in 30 frames a second forever, essentially. The problem is only that the battery will, of course, run out eventually. And I didn't know, but the Sony cameras, they charge the battery through USB. But it looks like I cannot run the camera on the USB power source. But that doesn't really matter too much because I've already ordered a dummy battery, which should arrive, I think, early next week on Monday already. So when I have that, I can turn on the camera and have it on forever. But of course, I will not do that. So I'm looking really forward to that. And in the package, I also got the thing that I'm actually more excited than the camera, and that is a new lens. So I bought a Sigma 24mm 1.4, and that means 24 millimeters on an APS-C camera that the Sony is compared to 35 millimeters full frame or the normal frame size. And the 1.4 is the f-stop, so that means how open the aperture can go. And 1.4 is really, really low, and that means that it takes in a lot of light. And when you do that, you can get this really, really nice and blurry and smooth background. And that's what I'm out to get here. And of course, you can do that doing other ways by a telezoom and so on. But you get a compressed background, then, so it can look a little bit strange. But this lens is fantastic to do these things. And the thing is, it's still really sharp. It's a really sharp optics. It was actually more expensive than the camera, so that tells you a little bit about it, because I don't know the details around it because I don't build lenses, but apparently this focal length around 35mm, 24mm APS-C is really hard to build and build with high quality. So that means that all the lenses in this range are really, really expensive. And I looked on quite a lot of reviews on this lens before I bought it. And it is really, really sharp from all the reviews. And it's actually better on an APS-C sensor camera than a full frame camera because it crops a little bit, which means that the problems you have on full frame is the edges gets dark, but you don't have that problem when you run it on APS-C. So that's good. The only drawback with this camera is the autofocus. It's a little bit slow, and I tried it out a little bit yesterday, and yes, it is slow, but that's fine for my use case. I'm not a sports photographer. I'm not taking things in photos in action with this one, and if I have to do that, I will probably go to manual focus anyway, and that's what I did a lot back in the days when I did a lot of bird photography. But it's definitely quick enough for my use case. The third thing in the box was actually an Elgato Camlink. So that is a USB device that you can plug into a computer, and in the other end of the USB device, you hook on the camera using HDMI. So of course, I'm going to hook in the camera to my computer using HDMI and use the clean HDMI out to stream. So that was what I had in the package. So I haven't really tried all of this out yet, so I'm going to actually work with this today. The initial plan was to do some movies or recordings tomorrow, but I had to actually replan a little bit because there were some things that snuck into my calendar tomorrow. So I will do the recordings today. So I was really lucky that the camera actually arrived yesterday. Otherwise, I would have to use the old camera, Canon camera. That's fine. So I will work with it actively today. So hopefully I'm going to be super happy. And tomorrow's episode of this podcast, I am actually going to stream. So if you are interested in tuning in while I'm doing the recording of the stream, you can join me on Twitch at 8 a.m. in the morning. 8 a.m. in the morning, Paris, Copenhagen, Stockholm time. And you can see how it is or what I'm doing when I do my recording and the process for it. So you'll find me on Twitch. I will put a link to my profile in today's show notes. That was everything I had for today. I would wish you a super, super good day today and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.